This week, we're talking finishing 2024 strong. Now is not the time to throw in the towel and wait till next year to pursue the goals that you had set for this year. Instead, it's time to dig deep by persevering and committing to yourself. You might have started the year enthusiastically and then faltered, but now's not the time to give up. Hello, and welcome to the Livoni and Sarah Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Livoni.
And I'm Sarah. No matter your goal, whether it be health-related, such as regular exercising, losing weight, starting a new business venture, curbing your spending, consistent journaling, or whatever you've been wanting to achieve this year, you can still start and lay some solid foundations for the year to come. So let's double down, build your confidence, and finish the year strong.
Yes. After a 5-week break, we're back with season 6 and ready to tackle the goals that we had set for 2024. Sarah, what goals, if any? Not everybody does set goals for the year.
I did.
I like to have goals. Yes, of course. What goals did you set? And, you know, are you making headway with them?
Well, I wasn't, and I am now. So the goals at the beginning year, I had to sort of have a bit of a go back and have a refresh. I had listed organisation as one of the priorities for myself, getting myself a nice routine sorted, and my health was a priority. I considerably lost my way through 2024 with a number of things, and we've talked about that on previous episodes, particularly with my health, but I do feel like I've turned a bit of a corner really during the time that we've had off and had away, so refocusing on goals, perhaps approaching them slightly differently. But yeah, I think there's been a bit of a change. What about you? Have you enjoyed your time off, Livoni? What have you been doing?
I have. Apart from getting older.
Happy birthday to Livoni.
Thank you.
Just earlier this week.
Yes. I have enjoyed the time off because I was away.
You had your overseas trip. Yeah.
Went to Luxembourg, Sweden, Belgium, France, and the Netherlands. Yes.
And you walked. So, you walked and walked.
I walked a lot. I lost 7 pounds while I was away.
I know. And considering the pastries that you may or may not have sampled, that was very, very good.
It was my pastry and castle trip. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it. Yeah, but I did a lot of walking. And, you know, and I wasn't eating constantly. I might have pastry, but I wasn't, you know, eating.
No. It wasn't. That was all you ate.
So my goals that I had set at the beginning of the year were I wanted to lose at least half the weight that I need to lose. Okay. That didn't happen. I wanted to write a book about my journey. That didn't happen.
Right.
And start a YouTube channel. That hasn't happened either. Okay. But I may not be where I had planned to be, but I'm starting to lose it, so it's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm down about 20 pounds.
That's something brilliant.
Yeah. I haven't quite weighed myself since I was at the doctor and they weighed me.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I think that I'm down about 20 pounds because you just know. I can tell by my clothes. You can feel it. So I did start the book, but I haven't picked it up again. I'm going to do that before the year. Basically, I just want to end the year strong, and we'll go through the reasons why. My YouTube channel, I'm getting set up for it, and my plan is to at least have two, or just to have two. I'm learning to lower my expectations of it, or just not set the bar so high so I can't,
it's not achievable.
Is to have two recorded.
Okay.
In December. So, because my work sort of usually dwindles off a bit in December. So to have two done so then I can go into, the new year and then launch them. And then, with the weight, I'm eating a lot less than I am. So I'm just going to focusing on, nutrition over anything, not saying I'm not going to, I'm basically not dieting.
Yeah.
I'm just eating less and just eating, pretty healthy food, so
I think mine's
not
been all
stressing
about
about it.
mindset. So because I've and I talk we've talked about this sort of previously, I've felt really quite, I don't know if I felt low, but flat, unmotivated, kind of a bit lost. Overwhelm was definitely a thing. There was the recovery from the surgery, which is, oh, that's the other thing. A year old, my hip is my other hip is
God,
now a year old.
no.
Yes, it is. It was a
Oh,
year old
wow.
yesterday. So happy birthday to my left hip.
A year already,
Yeah,
gosh.
so a year. So I think, and obviously from that's been 2 years of constant change from having the one before that as well. So I think I've
Yeah.
been through that kind of process and I'm now at a different place and I've got my son settled into university. So,
Right.
all these different things which pull on you, they're a requirement, aren't they? So I think at different times you've got to fluctuate on your priorities, but definitely now I've started a routine has definitely fallen into place a bit more. And that's not accidental. That's because I've started to form it. I'm very busy, but that's good. That's forced me into being more mindful about a routine because I've had to really to get
Right.
it done. But I've also been really focusing a lot more on my health, but without it being obsessive. So I've lost some weight too. I'm, increasing the amount of exercise that I've been doing, not as a regular routine of every day, but just consciously thinking about, have you done anything, Sarah? Have you done anything? Perhaps you should go and do something. Just kind of that sort of approach. But with regards to like kind of our heading for this episode about finishing the year strong, it's so easy, isn't it, to once you get to autumn to think you've just written the end of the year off, going, oh well, I'm nearly at Christmas now, so there's not much point.
Yeah,
I might as well
so
just not
yeah.
bother for the rest of the year. But
Right.
when you look at it, it could be like a sixth of the year or a quarter of the
Oh
year
my
that you're
God.
writing off and going, I'm not going to bother with it. And you just think, well,
It could be an absolute game changer. It
9 weeks,
really can.
8 to 9 weeks, you
That's
can
a
make a lot
lot
of
can be
change.
done.
A lot of
Yeah.
change in 8 to 9
Yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
So I think that it's definitely a mindset and it's definitely something that we think, imagine going into 2025 already considerably underway on your goals and dreams and ambitions that you've got for next year, but you've already made a cracking start at them. I mean,
Right.
how
You've built
great is
good
that?
foundations. You're not doing the whole planning thing again because, I'm just like an over planner. So, you're not doing that. Plus, I think you're going to build your confidence. You just feel better about yourself because how many years, this is me anyway. I'm sure other people are like this. Have you gone into a new year thinking, if only I had done what I said I was going to do? So instead of focusing on the fact that, okay, maybe you haven't done what you said you were going to do, but you know what? You can still make a difference to the end
A
of the
big
year.
difference as well, not
It's,
just a small
yeah, a huge
difference.
difference. So I don't want to be going, I don't want to wake up January 2025 and go, oh, well, there we go. I didn't fulfill my wishes, my plans, my goals, call them whatever you will. But I'm going to do it this year. No, instead I want to wake up and go, oh, this is awesome.
I've already started.
I've already started. Yeah.
I think so.
So
I
I
think
think.
that intention is a really big part of it because I think writing something off and then all that's going to happen, let's be honest, if you write off the end of the year going, oh, well, I'll start in January, not only are you not working towards making this improvement to your life, the likelihood is you're going to start to slip the other way as well. So you'll probably not concentrate on what you're eating, you won't be doing any moving, you won't be doing any routine or mindset work. And before you know it, you've got even a bigger hurdle to climb because
To
you've then
climb,
slipped way
exactly.
back the other way. So
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's definitely worth grasping hold of because it's a good chunk of time that still can make a big difference.
Yeah, it's time to change the record. That's what I say.
I
Yeah.
think that also, like you just alluded to a minute ago, of having really lofty goals is not such a great idea
Yeah.
either. So if you then think, oh, well, by the year, then in that case, I need to catch up on all the things that I haven't done so far in 2024. That's not realistic either, because
No.
let's face it, we are at the end of October. So,
Right.
10 months have gone through. We've done what we've done in 10 months. You've got 2 months available to you to make the most of, but you're not realistically going to try and achieve in those 2 months what you would hope to do for the whole year. acceptance has just got to come as a part of that. But what you
Right.
can do is still make a big dent in what you are hoping, you know, just work towards that actual ambition. But like you said,
Right.
try not to be over lofty with those goals.
Because this is what I think. This is something that I had written down. And I think when you get to that stage where you just think, fuck it, it's not working, or I'm not going to do it, or I'm not going to do it now. It's I think when you're about to throw in the towel, give up, whatever you want to call it, feel like you failed, is the time to dig deep. Because I think when you get to that stage, just around the bend, is when things are about to change. And I think that is so important. You can't see that, but I just feel that that's
Do you know what?
what's
I
there.
totally agree. And I think what I do in those situations when that bleak sort of feeling is over you, just go and do one really small thing that's an improvement. And that's how I've been working my way to where I'm now feeling in slightly differently, is that all I've done, and again, I kind of made a note of what us because I thought, what did I do then? How have I started to take this change? So I've got my ambitions that I've written down. And then I just take each day at a time and I commit to making a step towards each day. And that can be a really small action, but it's, do you know what I am? I'm one tiny step closer to it than I was before I didn't.
It could be going for a 15-minute walk,
So I've
you know.
done things, some examples that I've written down is I tidied up one area. It can be one really small section of the kitchen or a drawer, a bit like when we've talked in our, you know, purging episode. But instead of making a big decision, I need to do all of this, I've just cracked on and done one thing. So one of those things is an example. I've sent an email with an inquiry, for example, that you've been putting off for ages, thinking, oh, I must, or I should, or I might. I just sent an email and it took me probably 5 minutes to think and draft it and send it.
Yeah, and
But
how
what
long
I've
have you been
done,
thinking about it?
exactly, I've taken one step closer. I've eaten cleanly for a whole day. So instead of then saying to myself, oh my gosh, you know, and I did, I gained loads and loads of weight since my surgery. And I talked very openly about my binging and all of those things that I was experiencing. Instead of trying to tell myself, number one, instead of giving myself a hard time about it, I just, for the first time ever, was very open about it. I was also accepting of myself. I tried to understand why I was doing it for myself. And then basically just said, you know what? If you're finding it really hard to say, I will never do that again, let's try and go a day without doing it then. And literally set that. And before you know it, I'd ease myself away from it. And at the moment, I have it under control. I've decided to drink more water than normal. So instead of setting myself a lofty goal of 3 liters, I've just said, just drink a bit more than you normally would. I've gone for a walk, even if it's just a 10-minute walk. I've done that as opposed to just being inside all the time. And I've even tried to do some strength training, even if it was just 15 minutes. Because instead of saying, oh, I haven't been to the gym for months or I haven't, it's like, okay, that's 15 minutes more than I had done yesterday. So those are some sort of examples of the types of steps that I've taken towards my goals and my ambitions. And the great feeling that you get to actually feeling like you've accomplished something, even tiny. Because again, it's a choice. You can either go, well, that was a waste of time, because what's that 15 minutes going to do me? Or I'm 15 minutes closer to what my end goal is that I
It
want to
all
be.
adds up. So I keep saying, you want to save some money for a down payment for a house or a car or whatever. It doesn't just immediately appear in my bank account. You know, you have to save for it a little bit here, a little bit there, and eventually, you know, it happens. So that's the way
So
I
I
look at
want
it.
to the same for you with, you know, because I know that you've given yourself a hard time with not being where you wanted to be with the YouTube channel things. And I just want to go, you have moved substantially towards that goal. You've done plenty of research, even on your trip. You know, part of that was thinking about how other people do things, getting absorbing that knowledge and that information and different ideas. Your setup, you know, you've worked at home substantially to make sure that your setup is getting to be where you want it to be, and you know, the look and feel, even your technology. So yes, it's easy to sort of say, oh, I still haven't done it. And so, because it feels like a weight pulling you down. But if you genuinely can try and look at the other side of that story, because there's always two sides to every story, if you could look at the other side to think, what have I done? You've done loads more than this time last year. This time last year, you hadn't done any of those things. So
No. And
I
it
think.
also gave me a bit of perspective about exactly what it is that I want to do. I don't want to just put out content. I
Anything.
want it to have a purpose and a meaning and be helpful for people. So it's also given me, that what I thought I was going to do as opposed to what I am actually going to do or has changed a little bit. Yeah.
And some things scare you as well, don't you think? I
Oh,
think
God.
that, you've
Yeah.
got these. I can give an example. I've just been accepted to the Society of Botanical Artists to study a diploma for the next 2.5 years, starting from next year. And that is really exciting. I'm incredibly chuffed, but I've had to put myself out there because I had to submit my work. I had to complete a application form. They review your work to decide if you're good enough to be accepted onto the diploma. So, with progress, number one, a bit of action is required first. So I had to do the action of the application and getting the work that I needed to submit it, but also the fear factor, because I'm a bit like, what's the worst that could have happened? I could have got rejected. That's the worst that could have happened. And my ego would have been a bit dented, and then you carry on. But it does feel scary because you're a bit like, well, and now it still feels a bit nervy thinking, what if I'm not up to the standard? What if I can't do the work that they set me? And, because it's an unknown. And I think that also sets you back a bit, like the unknown with your YouTube channel. There's many things that you know full well that you've got under control. There's some things that you're a bit like, I'm not sure about, but you know that you will be able to learn them. But it still
Right.
feels a bit scary, doesn't it, with
Yeah.
putting yourself out there. So I think that's also to be remembered, that yes, we've got loads of time left for the end of this year, loads of things that we can strive for, maybe not make them too lofty, but try not to get too fearful about things, because I think that will
Doesn't have
still
to be
hold you back.
perfect.
No, I
That see,
know.
that's what I have to
I'm
remind
still
myself
bad at that.
of.
I am still bad at that.
Because yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking with the YouTube. It's not that I'm afraid of being on a camera or anything. I used to do
You're
that.
very
I
comfortable
loved
with that.
doing that and comfortable. But I had other people then edited it and color and fixed, did all the stuff, right? I was on the pre-production side of it. Which I know very well. So it's that. It's like one, it's like, good grief, God, I've got to learn something else. But, I don't have to. I choose to. So that's a
And
way of
also,
looking at
we've
it.
all got people around us that we can then call upon for support. So,
Yes, that means Sarah help.
a panic phone call at whatever time.
Panic, yes.
But, I
How
think
do I
that's
edit
part of
this?
that journey. I think it's really good, and we talked about in at the end of last season having a village of people around you that you don't even realize that make a difference. But it is those
Right.
things where you don't actually have to do most things on your own. You can, you're very capable, but also all it takes is an ask as well, isn't it? And you just think,
Right.
and then before you know it, you've got it nailed. You don't need to ask, and you could be helping somebody else. So,
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, and it doesn't have to be perfect
no.
because you just have to start. That's something. So,
Absolutely. Yep. I
oh,
totally
goodness.
agree.
Because I have said, oh, this is something else I was saying, and I think we sort of touched on this, how me or anybody chooses to complete the year is going to set the tone for the coming year, I think. So if you finish strong, you're proving to yourself that you can bounce back and you're not a quitter, okay? And there, like we've just said, there's still a lot of time to make a difference. Just start now. That's the
It's
thing.
funny as well, isn't it? Only
Just
I've
give it
just
a
thought of this. I
go.
totally agree with you just saying that. Isn't it funny the pressure we put on ourselves by this deadline of a date? Because
Right.
in truth, it's one day later. It's not like 24 to 25 that something, major cutoff is going to happen.
Right.
So whatever we start to do now that's adding towards the progress of our improvement and our benefiting ourselves, well, it just carries on the next day. It's not like this massive cutoff. And it only just kind of occurred to me as you were saying that then. You're completely right. There's no point, writing it off, and you are setting the tone for next year because it is literally just a day later. And so you can just carry
Right.
on doing what you've been
Just
doing
carry
for the
on
last
doing
9 weeks. Yeah, exactly.
it.
Yeah.
Commitment, hard work, and strong finishes. That's good, right? That's what I think.
We can
And
do,
I
us women can do.
we can, yeah. And I also have finishing the year strong doesn't mean you're suddenly going to lose all the weight. That would be so nice. But anyway, If you want to lose the weight or have financial success or whatever it is that you decided that you wanted this year, figuring it out. First of all, you've got to figure out what it is. Because I think people set goals and they can change during the year, don't you think? Or
Priorities
not be
change.
as priorities
I think
change,
priorities change. So what
circumstances.
was, a really big goal for you at the beginning of the year may not be now because something else has altered around you. And I think that's fine.
It's just you just got to go with it. But figuring it out, why can't I say that? Figuring
Figuring
out
it.
what it is you really want, and do you become grounded in the knowledge of that so you can be firm and unshakable moving forward? When I say firm, I don't mean like you're not going to bend and go with the
Yeah,
flow
but
when you
just
have to, but
strong-minded.
just like it, but yes, this is what I want. And you're not going to let people say, oh, go on, have the cocktails, have the, whatever that you don't really want. You're just, giving in to pressure. So you want to be unshakable, I think, because you'll just feel better about yourself. And move forward with a positive attitude that you can do this. It's you're working towards your future goals. So
I agree.
I
So
think,
what have you set as your
for
ambitions
this
or
year.
goals? Well, for the rest of the year to then that's going to lead you into 2025 then.
Well, just keep doing what I'm doing with my, just the eating less, focusing on nutrient dense foods, not like overwhelmingly so. I'm not obsessing about it. It's more about how is that going to help me? It's not, okay, well, then I just won't have it, without feeling like I'm denying myself. Because as soon as I say, and I think this is human nature, I don't think I'm much different here. As soon as I say, you know what, I'm not going to drink anymore, or I'm not going to have sugar anymore, then what do? You'll do both those things. So I'm not doing any of that palaver. I'm just like, no, I'm just going to keep going.
Palaver. I'm not doing any of that palaver. I
I
love
think
that.
even if it's just 5 pounds over the next 8 weeks or however long it is, that's awesome.
Does it work for
That's
you though, setting a figure, or do you find that adds more pressure?
no, it adds more pressure. So
So
I'm
just
just not going
keep,
to
no,
do that.
exactly. Don't do
I'm
it, just
just
do.
no. And that's how I've lost the weight that I've lost in the
Yeah, I mean,
last,
20 pounds is a lot of weight.
6. I mean, it may not be exactly that. I'll weigh myself on Friday, but I just feel like it, just in my bra, I can see it in my face a bit. Things that other people probably won't
Well,
notice
they
because they
say that
don't think it's enough.
you feel it first, don't you? You feel it, and then it later on it starts to show, and it shows to the people that are close to you because they notice that change, and then so.
So anyway, so that and like I said, I'm going to record a couple of the YouTube videos
Just get them recorded.
and just get them recorded, just get it done. Yes. And I have no excuse because I got a new computer, so there we go.
You've got everything you
And
need
then
now.
I know. And then for my book, I'm not going to go, okay, well, I'll just wait until next year and start it. I'm just going to say, look, just allocate 15 minutes, just sit down for 15 minutes and write. Now, whether that becomes every day or not, I don't know, but that's going to be my start. So, just little bits
That's
that will
exciting.
lead to bigger bits. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And I have that feeling of like, I know I'm going to do it too, because the thought of just going, oh God, it's halfway through, or it's two-thirds the way through, three-quarters through October. Oh, screw it,
And
I
I
just,
it's
how
such a
many
big
times have
chunk of
we
the
done
year, such a
that?
big chunk of the year just to write
God.
off. You're like,
It's like saying, oh, I'll start my diet after my birthday. Or, I mean, people do that, or I've got a party to go to, or whatever. I mean, I'll wait. Or you do go to a party. You might have been, thinking that you were doing great. You had a couple of cocktails and a piece of cake or whatever, and then think, oh, well, that's it. I'm done now. It's changing it's like you said before, it's a mental thing. It's just changing the way
It is a
that
mental
you're
thing.
thinking about things,
But
really.
then it's, as
So
we talked about
is.
before, it's the mental thing of being on or off something, and there is no on or off anything.
Right,
All of our
right.
days are complex and choice after choice after choice. And so there is no on and off. It's
No.
a choice what we choose to do. Now, that choice can be harder because of the frame of mind that we're in, and that is a fact, you know, and when your frame of mind is a certain way, it's a you have to drag yourself
Oh
out
God,
of
or
that.
sleep, or when you haven't had
And
sleep or
yeah, if you're
something.
sleep deprived, if you're really shattered because of you've been working hard, or or you're just feeling
Sad or
low, you know,
something,
feeling
yeah.
low, anything, and all of those things influence you. And it can mean something to you that may not mean something to anyone else. Someone else might look and go, "Well, why is that difficult? Or why are you upset about that?" It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It's how you are feeling and how
Right.
you're going to deal with it. Sometimes it literally just there is. As we've said before, no one's going to come and save you. So you've just got to drag yourself through it. But this is the, I'm so sure that this is the key. Just the tiniest bit is enough. Like a grain of
Something.
sand is enough. And if you just do something, even if it's just a 5 minute of reading a book or 5 minute of just standing outside, even if you haven't walked, I think that it does trigger something in you. And I think it creates a bit of hope. You think, okay, if I manage that today, then tomorrow I can do the same again, or maybe a bit more. And then I think I'm so sure that that's the answer, is
Oh
just
God, yes.
doing a
Yeah.
little tiny bit, and then it gets
Yeah.
you underway.
Because it's all those, like, we've said time and time again, it's the lofty things where you set yourself up for
Starting's the
disappointment.
hardest, isn't it? I think.
Something I wrote down, and I'm sure I probably shared this in some form or another since we've been doing the podcast, but I said that my weight has plagued me. This is not exaggeration. For like the last 20 years, since I moved to North America, that maybe 2 years after that. And so since moving to Canada, right? I moved to Canada first, for those that don't know. I've tried and failed. Why is probably that's probably good for another episode. But I'm so done feeling like this. It's like being with somebody in your life that either is like mean to you or cheats on you or whatever. I got like this stage with my ex-husband that you just get so sick of the same shit that keeps being dished out to you that eventually you snap and you just go, nope, I am done. No more chances. That's how I kind of feel now about like I'm done. I'm done feeling shitty about
The really,
myself.
really great thing about this, though, is that you absolutely have the power.
Oh,
So,
yeah, to do
in many
something about it.
situations, you can feel helpless because you don't have the power to make the change.
Right.
And so, you just have to accept life's situation. The brilliant news is that you have the power. There's so much that it's not an easy answer. There's no easy solution, but you do have all of the tools that you need to be able to do it.
To do it,
So
yeah.
now it's simply, which is not easy, but it's simply around doing it. And
Yeah.
that's a brilliant, what a brilliant position to be in. Because if someone said to you, "I can fix your problem, what you need to do is this." So it's not easy. You have to drag yourself. You have to force yourself. You have to encourage yourself. The small steps that we talked about. But the
And work through, like you were saying, the times when you don't feel like it,
But
you
the
just want to
brilliant
throw in
news
the
is
towel.
you have the power to do it.
All
And
up to
how
me.
great is
I
that?
know. Yeah. I know I get to do it. I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
No.
And if you don't
Yeah.
do it, it's not going to change. So
Right.
it's
Right.
as harsh as that sounds, it's as black and white as
It's
that,
so,
isn't
yeah, it's so,
it?
that's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pointless bitching and just feeling shitty about yourself when you can do something. Or saying, oh, I just got to get over this hurdle. I've just got to, maybe you're moving or going
Oh,
through a
there's always
breakup. I
something.
just got to get through that. It's bullshit.
There's
No,
never a
it's
right time.
now. There is never. It's just do it. Just start now. And like Sarah said, do little bits.
So I'd like to set an intention for people this week. So I think
Okay,
if they could
well,
think
that's
about
soon.
an intention of creating a commitment to yourself that you're going to make an improvement every day. Now, for me, my intention and my commitment is I'm going to make two steps of improvement a day because I've already been doing one step of improvement every day. So my commitment to myself is I'm going to make that two. And they can be just as tiny as all of the things that I've talked about already during our conversation, but that's my commitment. So perhaps, I don't know what your commitment, whether you'll think
No, I'm
you'll,
going to steal that one.
yeah.
Writing it down. So you create a commitment to yourself. Is that what you said?
Yep, of you are
Okay.
going to make an imp a step.
Two
It can
steps a
be either
day.
one or two, depending. I'm
Now
going to
I'm going
make
to
it
do
two
two
now because
because, like you,
I've only been doing one. Yeah. So if people haven't started, make it one. Literally, if you haven't done anything, make it one. Every day, a tiny bit of a step of improvement towards your end ambition and goal.
Okay. Doing that. And then you just got to keep, we'll check in next week,
Yeah,
see how
and
we're
see how
doing,
we're going.
but we'll keep doing it.
You keep
We'll
doing it,
see the
yeah.
year out with it. And I'm going to put that somewhere so I can see it.
Stick it as a
So if
post-it
I,
note on your
so I
screen.
think, yeah, or I think, oh, I haven't worked out today. Well, I don't know. Just go
Just
and do
put
it for
what have you done
5 minutes.
today to work towards your goal. If you just
Oh,
write that
that's good.
question, then you can
What?
answer your own.
Yes. What have you done? Okay, that's good. Okay. To work towards the goal. Okay.
To the
I
song of
like
M
that.
People singing in the back, what have you done today to make yourself proud?
Oh, is that a song? What is
Yeah, do
it?
you
What
not
is
know
it?
that? Oh, maybe it's a UK thing. Yeah, look it up. M People, what have you done
M
today to make
people.
yourself proud?
Okay.
Or make you feel
Huh.
proud, I think it is. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's quite a belter. Get ready to
Oh, I like
listen.
belters, you know that.
There you go.
Out. Okay.
Maybe that can all be our little anthem for the end, from now
Yes,
till the end of
yes. M
the
people, like M, the letter
year.
M.
M people,
Okay.
yeah.
Why have I not heard of them? I
I'm
mean, I know
sure
you said the
once you
UK.
hear it, you'll be like, oh, I know. You probably have heard it, just not realised.
Really? Okay, right. Huh.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Please join us next week as we discuss how a change of season in your life can leave you feeling a little unsettled and maybe disorientated. So you're standing at some crossroads, perplexed at what direction to take. Maybe you've been through a divorce, you might have moved, your baby has left the nest, suddenly you find yourself you're out of a job, maybe you've gone bankrupt, God forbid. But how can we embrace these changes and go forth confidently and boldly into this new cycle? Join us next week for that episode.
Absolutely. And thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out our website for new posts each week as we dive deeper into each episode. And you can find our links to Instagram and our YouTube channel in the show notes below. Please don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We truly appreciate your support. And so until next week, bye for now.
Bye for
Bye.
now. Bye.